Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, this is Monday, March 7th, day one of 9/11 on trial. You're watching Wing TV, and I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne, and yes, this is it, the televised broadcast of 9/11 on trial. This is the show the government doesn't want you to watch, especially in light of recent events, specifically Mr. Art Bell's disinformation campaign Saturday night. Lisa was the first person to call into that show that night. I was very, very proud of her.
It was luck to get through.
And she also wrote an excellent article called Me, Art Bell and 9/11. It's going all over the internet, so make sure you check that out. And it kind of is a recapping of what went on that night with Mr. Chertoff, who's the cousin of Michael Chertoff, or should we say Comrade Chertoff. So, to start this show off now, first thing I have to do is give a big thank you to Lisa. She's the one that coordinated all the guests. She's the one that put everything together. So as you see this unraveling, you'll know that she's the one behind the scenes putting it all together.
We work together.
Also, if there's anyone to blame because of all this, we can just point the finger at Lisa, too.
Thanks.
So we'll know where to point the finger when things start falling apart. Now,
I appreciate that.
Here's how we're going to do this. Today is just our little introduction. We're going to kind of explain and feel out where we're going to go with this. Tomorrow is going to be the opening statement from this book, and Lisa's going to present that. Then on Wednesday, we're going to have witness number one, and every day thereafter, it'll be witness two, three, four, right down the line.
Right, and those of you with books can follow along, and those of you who don't have books can get them on our website. They're really inexpensive, $6.99 for a single copy, $6 for multiple copies, and we urge everybody to get this book, pass it around, share it with other people.
Yeah, and also, when we bring these witnesses on, like the chapters in the book, they'll be varying lengths. Some will only be probably 5 minutes or so, others will be quite longer than that. And also, during the middle of this trial, there's two articles in the book. Those Lisa and myself are going to read, so we didn't get actors to play those ones,
right?
Or to do those roles. So in there you'll see that the interim where one day Lisa will do an article, the next myself.
Right.
And when this trial's finally over, then we have a couple days scheduled for just discussion where we're going to come out there and give you our thoughts on how things went, hopefully get some phone calls from everybody out there, maybe read some emails that we got from people.
And once the whole witness deal is over with, then Victor's going to do the closing statement at the end to show our conclusions based upon physical evidence, expert testimony, mathematics, and physics.
Right. And since we mentioned actors, that's how we're going to do this. Lisa contacted a few different people down at Penn State University, and so they tapped into their theater groups, I guess, down there, theater classes.
Penn State Theater School.
And also, we know some people around town. They're going to play the roles of these witnesses. So the whole thing's going to come together. Everyone seems very excited about it, and we are too. We've been waiting for forever to finally bring this out. And the big question, I guess, everyone's asking is why? Why a televised broadcast of 9/11 on trial? Well, the first reason goes back to Mr. Mike Rupert, one of our nemesis. And for 3 years, people always asked him, Mike, why don't you bring physical evidence out into the public arena? And he always said, it was like his mantra, well, you can't prove anything in a court of law with this physical evidence. It'll never get anywhere. It's a waste of time. So,
especially when you don't try.
Yeah. And there being a former police officer with the LAPD, for someone to make such a statement is absurd. So I kind of took this as a challenge to show him that, yes, physical evidence can be used to prove this case. And I guess we should give him a big thank you, huh?
Thank you, Mike.
Right, because right now this is, without a doubt, the hottest book in the country in the alternative research field. I mean, people love it. And, you know, that was the first big challenge when I kept reading over and over again how Rupert wouldn't go after the physical evidence. I said, well, somebody has to. Why not us? So we tapped into all these fantastic researchers, called together all their work, and that's the final product. The second reason why is we see this as somewhat historic. I mean, this is the first time ever that a trial, even if it's a docudrama sort of televised trial, this is the first time 9/11 will ever be brought to trial.
And what we're trying to show you with this trial is direct examination of the witnesses, of the expert testimony, and how this could be prosecuted in a court of law if one even still exists in this country.
Right. And what we hope this will become is a blueprint for any future court cases, if they do arise, that people can come back, they can look at this book, they can look at the trial, and we're going to archive every single one of them on the 9/11 on trial page.
It also serves in an important way because future generations hopefully will be able to see that there were people who tried to chronicle true history and the true events as they occurred. And so we're hoping that our children will also be able to see this, our grandchildren and so on.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And now, the next thing people are going to say is, well, there's no government defense in your trial. Why are you leaving that out? Well, guess what, folks? We would love the government to come in here and defend themselves. We would love it more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, what we'll do is we'll issue them the same challenge as we issued Popular Mechanics. I called up Jim Meigs, who's the editor of that publication. I said, I'm going to put a copy of this book in the mail for you. Get your 70 quote-unquote experts,
mm-hmm.
dig through it, and I said, if you can disprove the main thesis of this book, that the government's official version of events is a lie, I said, if you can prove that beyond any shadow of a doubt, I'll issue an apology, and secondly, I'll take the book out of circulation and never sell it again. So the same challenge is going out to the government right now. You're more than welcome to present your defense in this case. We would love to hear it.
Also, the government has had nearly 3.5 years to present any solid proof of their allegations regarding the events of 9/11. They failed to do so. They're withholding evidence. They're withholding videos. They're not answering our questions. No one's been held accountable. No one's been arrested. People have been promoted and rewarded.
Right.
And the public has been told zero truth.
And most crucially, they destroyed evidence. I mean, there was nothing they wanted to do quicker than to get to ground zero the minute after the towers came to the ground and start taking evidence out of there and destroying it. So all we have to say to them and any detractors that say, you know, you're not giving the defense their fair side is, we'll put our information on the table. We want the government to put theirs on the table, and let's do it. Let's see who ends up winning out in the end, because we're very, very confident.
This is basically the people's prosecution of the case. And this is what we're doing on behalf of you. We hope to take this into an actual court of law at some point down the road, and we're working toward that.
Yeah. Another reason why goes back to something that Lisa's going to touch upon in her opening statement, that these buildings, these towers, World Trade Center number 1, number 2, and building number 7, they were all wired for demolition before the date of 9/11. Now think about that. Every one of these buildings was wired beforehand. They were deliberately sabotaged. So whenever I think about this, even to this day, it's been almost 3.5 years now, it kills us to the inner part of our soul that this government did this to us, that killed our own citizen. And we have to wonder, why isn't everyone equally as enraged about this? Because what we keep saying is, go back to the morning of 9/11. And try to remember how you were that day. How did you feel when you saw those towers, when you saw the people screaming, when you saw the towers come to the ground, the fire, the police, the sirens, the terror alerts on the screen?
People jumping to their deaths.
Right, people jumping to their deaths. Are we so jaded that this doesn't affect us anymore? There's not a day that goes by that we don't think about 9/11.
No.
Not one. And the thing that's most ironic is that when Dan Rather and CNN and Fox News, when they came onto your television screens almost immediately after the towers collapsed, and they said, we know who did it. It was Osama bin Laden, and it was these terrorists that were training in Afghanistan. People were outraged. I mean, there were 80, what I always say in our radio interviews, 80-year-old grandmas were so mad they were ready to grab rifles and go fight the Arabs. Mm-hmm. But when we find out that our own government, or at least a cabal within our government, was behind this, why don't we feel the same sense of outrage? We're ready to go kill Osama,
mm-hmm.
but when we find out it was the PNAC and the neocons and these other psychopaths, we don't feel the same sense of rage. It doesn't make sense to me.
We know that it's a lot easier to embrace entertaining conspiracies like chupacabras and crop circles and
ETs.
But this is a criminal conspiracy, and we have to really wrap our brains around that. We have to confront that for what it is. And criminal conspiracies happen all the time. They are ongoing through history. And we are heartened by the fact that Art Bell did get this issue discussed on his show, even if it was all propagandic tripe, because it's showing that this information is trickling, as Ben Chertoff said, out into the mainstream. Mm-hmm. And that's why they had to address it, because it is reaching the mainstream, and that's what we've been working toward for 3 years.
Yeah, and we were up at the grocery store yesterday, and Lisa was talking to someone, and she says, yeah, Art Bell had his 4 hours, but we're going to have 4 weeks.
Well, we're going to keep talking even beyond that.
Right.
They had their 4 hours to talk and lay out their side of the case on the table. Well, we're going to keep talking, and we're not putting a time limit on it.
Right. Now, we have to be honest that Lisa, more so than me anyways, she's a bit nervous about this. And I told her, I says, well, you know what? That's all right. But we're taking a risk here. We don't know what's going to happen here. We don't know how. We've never done anything like this. And believe me, we would love to have a big budget production for you. There's nothing we like more. We like to have Martin Scorsese being our director. We like to have Jack Nicholson be one of the witnesses, you know, say, you can't handle the truth. You know, but we don't have that kind of budget.
So we don't have the theatrics and the great music that the networks have. But
right.
What we are going to try and do is present you the truth as honestly and really straightforward as possible. And that we promise you that we will do.
Yeah, and we are taking a risk, and we're going into uncharted territory. So what we want to do, though, is we want to bring this book to life. We want you to see what would happen if 9/11 was actually brought to trial. And it's a novel approach. It's something that no one's ever done before.
And it will give you a really good sense of what it might look like if we can get to that point. And believe me, we're going to give every effort we can to get it to that point.
And we want everyone out there to tell your friends. Go over your email list and email every single person. Tell them, hey, check out what they're doing on Wing TV. They're actually bringing 9/11 to trial. Take a look at it. Now, one last thing. To supplement the book, if you go to the website, there's a photo gallery. And it's for almost every single chapter. Mm-hmm. So when we bring this testimony out here with our actors playing the witnesses, you can click onto these photo galleries and see, like, you know, when we talk about the exploding concrete mm-hmm. or so forth. These are things that supplement it, and it just adds another element to it. So to close today, what we want to remind everyone is, and this is something that John Kaminsky always touches upon, he says 9/11 is still the crux issue.
Right.
In history, everything before and everything after all comes back to 9/11, and especially the World Trade Center tower collapse.
And to those of you who think that what we're doing is very controversial and that we're not honoring the dead by doing this, let me just tell you that we don't honor the dead through our silence. We honor the dead by speaking out in their name and seeking justice for them. That's how we honor the dead, our country, and ourselves. And I don't see anything controversial about murder. Murder is bad.
Right. And as Lisa's going to point out tomorrow in the opening statement, if this doesn't matter to us anymore, if 9/11 doesn't matter, then what in God's name does?
Exactly.
I think that sums it up, huh? So, folks, we're very excited about this. We want you to be excited about it. Tell everyone you know, and we'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Lisa's going to give the opening statement, and from there, witness number one will appear on Wednesday. So we'll see you then. Keep your eyes open, folks. There's a lot going on.